This is the Tech Arts Network.
Welcome to Church Grip, episode number 6. Today, we are going to talk about being more open. My name is Rick Russell, and I'm a tech director at a local church. Church Grip is a 10-minute or less podcast about church media and technology. Before becoming the tech director at Sugar Creek Baptist Church, I worked for about 15 or 16 years in the technology industry. Did mainly two functions. I was a software developer or a network administrator. In the early days of the internet, a new technology trend started to happen. This trend was called open source software. Now, people have been writing software and releasing the source code long before the internet existed, but the internet really made it easy for us to deliver these projects to a community and let people start joining into those projects and making that particular software better. Without the internet, I don't know if this would have taken off as greatly as it has. Now, as an IT person, I learned early in my career to start leveraging those components. And when I started working on a new project, I'd go out and look for technologies that might make it quicker, faster, or easier for me to implement. But today, these products have really moved into the mainstream, and we're really starting to see them have an impact on the market that's out there. A few of these products are Firefox, Safari, OpenOffice, WordPress, Linux, Apache. All of these products are open source products who have really become mainstream contributors to the particular industries that they're in. Even the Mac operating system that a lot of us use today is based on open source software and open source technologies. Okay, so it's obvious to see how this would be great for IT people. But how does this apply to media professionals and production folks? Let me just say that first of all of this starts with a mindset. We've got to start thinking as a production community about being more open and using more open technologies to help us accomplish the jobs that we have in front of us. When people first start taking a look at open technologies like this, the first thing they think of is free. Well, free is good. We're all on limited budgets. You know, that is a good thing. But really, when you look at open technologies like this, the real advantage is the flexibility that it gives us and the ability to make customizations and really fit it into the environment that we need. Every time we go looking for a product, we're always have some special requirement. And a lot of times the vendors that are building these hardware or software platforms, they don't think like we do. To where if the product is open, a lot of times we can leverage the skills that we may have in ourselves if you happen to be a technology guy such as myself, or even better in the community that we have in our church. We have a lot of software developers out there or even hardware developers that could really help us make or modify products to give us exactly what we need for the church. So, of course, there's already some software we can use in the production industry. For example, a wiki is a great way to keep track of documentation and system configurations. WordPress, of course, can be used for blogging and keeping all of your techs up to date with what's going on in the ministry. These software packages are kind of global in use. They could be used in many different industries. But what specifically would help us in the production industry? I've got a lot of different ideas on what could help us here. First of all, I'd love to see some great open products that might help us with inventory tracking specifically for production that might have replacement dates or, you know, lifespans of different products so that we could track what we need to do maintenance on and when things need to be replaced. Control and automation of our equipment is another area where I think we could see huge growth and real usability for us in the community of open source tools. There are already big players in this market, such as AMX and Crestron, but really when you dig down deep into these products, you're talking some fairly simple hardware, electronics-wise, and you're talking some fairly general programming. If you're not looking at making a product that works for everything, some of the functions of these particular products can be accomplished in relatively simple lines of code and using some great open source hardware such as Arduinos or other shield-based small microcontrollers these days. Many of these have digital relays and analog relays. Some of them can speak serial. Many of them are network controllable. I would love to see a framework developed, maybe even a web-based framework that spoke to these little hardware modules that the source for the hardware could also be opened, giving you directions on what components to buy and how to build these products with some basic soldering that, you know, we already are all capable of doing if we are repairing our own cables and such. And taking these products and leveraging them and kind of making an open community and let all of us that have all this different hardware find people in our church that can help us implement them. And then the big key is to take this hardware and software and share it with the community so that all of us can benefit from us. So maybe if you're in a smaller church that doesn't have a programmer on staff, you can look at the examples that are created and be able to build some automation into your system where you may not have the luxury of spending huge dollars for a consultant to come in and help you integrate them or being able to buy these expensive proprietary products. For this to be successful, we all have to start thinking in a more open manner. Number one, we've got to start thinking about scratching our own itch and creating little products that can be contributed to the community and then built upon into larger, more productive products. We also need to start asking our existing vendors of both hardware and software to provide us interfaces into the software and hopefully more modern interfaces than some are available today. RS-232 is a great communication protocol, but it's kind of gone by the wayside in just about every industry. But it seems to still be the standard for a lot of production equipment. We need to get more open and more modern forms of communications using networking, wireless, that's available to us so that we can start attaching to these products and really automating our workflows and making that seamless production that we're all looking for. So, Rick, you're talking about this, but what are you doing about it? I've got a couple of products that I have put out into the community as open source. One is a open source iPhone application for media departments to play video, audio, and show some of their creative videos, as well as deliver some of the news to the iPhone users of the church. This particular product's called Communique, and it's available on GitHub, and I'll put a link in the show notes. I have also, over the past year, been working on a Quartz Composer document that kind of acts as a limited functionality media server. At Sugar Creek, we have a large center screen that most of the time we're using for graphics, so I kind of consider it more of a light than a projected screen. In that case, with a Quartz document, I downloaded a little component from off of the web that gives me ArtNet functionality inside of Quartz Composer. With this, I'm able to write lighting cues that change the graphics on the screen. Not the most documented product yet, but very functional. We use it regularly on a Sunday basis without any issues or problems, playback, looping backgrounds, as well as still graphics. And you've got most of the controllability that you'd have with Pro Video Player. This is another product that I'd love to see people join in, make changes to, add functionality, and really turn it into maybe a much more usable media platform that basically you can just take a Mac Mini, plug it into the network, and have the capability of controlling a projector from your lighting console. Still in the development phases, but I'm also working on a little utility that could be run on a Mac machines that runs Pro Video Player, reads ArtNet data, and transmits MIDI commands to Pro Video Player so that you can control backgrounds in Pro Video Player using your lighting console as well. Hoping to have this product out and tested in a few weeks. Building a community around these products is the only way that this is going to become a successful movement in the industry. The reason WordPress is as popular and as good as it is because there are multiple developers all sharing ideas and sharing code to make it the really solid product that it is. I think for this same kind of idea to move through the tech community, we're all going to have to change our mindset a little bit and start looking for opportunities where we can contribute and share. We as a church production community have recently started doing a great job of sharing our ideas through lists such as the Church Tech Directors Roundtable and through podcasts such as this and on the Tech Arts Network. I just love to see this move one step farther into actual software, hardware products that we could create and use amongst the community. Well, thanks for listening. As you can see, I'm pretty passionate about open technologies and sharing them amongst the community. I'd love to hear your thoughts or comments on this topic. Please go on over to churchgrip.com and comment on this podcast, or you can also leave a comment on the Tech Arts Network page for Church Grip. You can find the episodes there as well. You can also start a conversation on Twitter. I am at OSSMac. Check out all the other podcasts over on the Tech Arts Network. The website's techartsnetwork.com. There's also a feed over there where you can pick up all the Tech Arts Network shows in one single feed. Hope you have a great week.